Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
No pastoral class could prepare me for meeting with a couple, and now I need to ask the question at the beginning of the session. Are a husband and wife, I'm meeting with a husband and wife, are either one of you dating anyone else? Or if this marriage doesn't work out, do you know who you will be dating?
Wow.
And they, yes. And the reason you have to ask that question up front is because if I'm here fighting for the reconciliation of this marriage and one or both of you are not, we're not going to get anywhere. We're just going to be wasting time. And so I think the thing, now this goes back to the verse at the beginning of the broadcast. We rejoice in delighting you, we will praise your love more than wine. So we spent about the last year helping our congregation become great backup singers to their family and friends. Like, what do you do when you get the phone call that, hey, we're getting a divorce? What do you say and what do you do? Because we have discovered that many Christians don't have a clue what to say or do when their brother or sister calls them and says, hey, my marriage is over. Well, you need counseling. Let's get you with somebody who can help you. No, you're the front line. You're the first person they called. So there's obviously a level of trust built there. So here's the opposite side of that. I'm preaching and teaching hard all year how to be a great backup singer. And I hear of a couple getting a divorce in our community. And the divorce is not final. This is the key to this trend. The divorce papers maybe haven't even been started yet, but they're separated. And a week or two later, there's a new profile picture on Facebook with the new boyfriend or the new girlfriend. That hits me kind of hard. But what shatters me is when members of our church who have sat under sound teaching, sound biblical teaching, start hitting the like button on that new picture. And I'm just going, whoa, slow it way down. Think about the children. Think about the family and friends, and this is the line I use, and it's in the book. Please don't ask me to celebrate your new marriage or your new relationship while I'm still mourning the death of your last one.
Yeah, amen.
That's part of the problem with this trend. It's divorce is death. And that's why I'm not into this. I can't grasp this new selfie picture thing. You're supposed to take husband and wife. Once you're divorced, you're supposed to step outside the courthouse now and take a picture of yourselves happy.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen that. And I'm going, no. This is death. This is death. And we have humor and laughter at many of our funerals if we're celebrating a life well lived. But I use the example often in teaching. It's having a new relationship within weeks of the old one is like bringing a date to your spouse's funeral. We all would look at that and say, that is odd. That is weird. Think about your children. Don't come walking in holding hands with another woman or another man while we're mourning the death of your spouse. The same thing with your marriage. Please do not ask us to start celebrating and hitting the like button on social media of a new relationship when you're still married to this woman or you're still married to this man.
Oh, my goodness. When you step back, I mean, even think about the children involved and what that must feel like to them and how jarring it must be and confusing. And the thing is, and this is probably a whole other show, Ted, but it's like the answer to your marriage troubles isn't just getting another person. I mean, you've got baggage to sort through. You were a part of something that fell apart. There's so much work to do before you're even ready to consider dating. But yet this happens over and over again, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I want to show folks the happiness you're experiencing in the new relationship is more than possible in the current relationship.
Yeah.
In the marriage that's not yet dissolved, or in the marriage that legally is still binding.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.